I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 28th of March, 2024. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, and I am reading from verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Oh, my dear friend, that is the description of our Lord Jesus Christ, written 700 years before he was even born. We want to thank our dear Lord Jesus this morning. Remember, this is the night before Good Friday. Tomorrow is the day we remember traditionally that Jesus Christ was crucified for your sins and for my sins. And when I think of the example that you set for us, Lord, on earth, your humility, a man who is acquainted with sorrow and with pain, so much so that we cannot even look upon your face. A man who was despised by the world system because everything you ever said and did was totally opposite to the things of this world. But, oh, Lord, I love you. I love you because you are such an incredible example to us. You know, I just think of the baobab tree. The little sand bushmen tell you it's called the upside down tree, because the roots look like they are sticking up into the sky and the top of the tree is underground. Well, I want to tell you, our beloved Jesus preaches the upside down gospel according to the world system, because everything that the world says we must do and be, he seems to teach the exact opposite. Where the world says you must get to the top, no matter how many people you trample on to get to the top, Jesus says, turn the other cheek. When the world says you must be the greatest, Jesus says you must be the least. When the world says, let's have a party and be happy, you are found with those who are weeping and those who are mourning and those who are sorrowful. Thank you, Master, for leading the way for us, for teaching us, not so much by words, but by action and by lifestyle. Our desires are to become more like you every day. We love you very, very much. Thank you for being our ultimate example and champion here on earth. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.